We are demanding the release of all the political prisoners and the opinion prisoners, because really we have to fight for the law and regulation in our country, because now it's becoming a jungle where there is no law, no regulation, and we're facing very big problems. When you tell your opinion, you are locked up. When you go for a rally, you are locked up. So there are prisoners all over the country, Tawa, Tilaberi, Niamey, Dosso. So it was around 150 prisoners. Now, after releasing some of them, now we are around 56 remaining
now,
in prison.
One of the activists, Maru, was arrested and is expected to be in court Friday. What is your position on that?
Well, as soon as we have the confirmation, people will gather there at the court area to give the support. Although the hearing normally is public, you can't imagine, it's just an emergency state. All surrounding the court, they will put soldiers and they will block all the issues. But still, within 15 minutes, with the text message and everything, people will gather there.
There's a school of thought that says that the opposition lost to challenge President Tanja after the referendum. What do you say to that?
I don't think so. But the opposition thought that we call the population not to go for votes. And right now, we former MPs are calling for a stay of the parliament. So this will take place on Saturday. And I think you are aware that the ECOWAS is going to send 4 ministers of external affairs to try to bring back Tanja back to normal constitution law. And then on the 5th of September, there will be a summit meeting of the head of state. And there maybe sanction will be taken, because I'm sure he will not listen to this committee who is coming.
The opposition basically is weak. And that is why President Tanja is not being disturbed by what the opposition is doing, because the foreign ministers that met at the ECOWAS meeting in Abuja did not impose any sanctions at all.
No, they are giving him a chance for this committee to bring him back. Now, if he refused, the head of state, the summit conference will take his decision. I'm sure there will be sanctions against Niger. And this is due to the struggle also of the opposition parties. So look at last Saturday, all over the country, all over the country, there have been rally, there have been even in Niamey, it was they refused, but people came out, and you know, it was a big fight between police and activists. So for the whole day, it was going on, and since those young were frustrated, they were burning tires, breaking police cars, and so on and so forth. So they have their six republic, but I don't think they will be able to govern. So it's better for them to become to a reasonable solution and to have a way out of this situation.